If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
And the second verse is even better
second
than the
second verses
first.
Of his are awesome. Ah, yes, they are. Let's have some music.
Please.
Our good buddy, Brent Hill, is riding along with us. This is the Mule Packer song.
With the night comes a chill. Crackling fire cannot kill. There's a late spring storm, bringing snow before the morn. And you saddle in the rain to the wind's sad refrain. Tie the diamond and step on. Sing the mule packer's song. The creeks are running high, running off the snowy peaks, and the mountain makes a sigh like your lover when she speaks. There's a grizz close to camp, hungry drifting tramp. Jack the lever and he's gone. Sing the mule packer's song. Accept your loyal saddle part. You're chiseled like a stone. The trails are always hard. Colorado in the fall. Love Wyoming most of all. Here today and then you're gone. Sing the mule packer's song. Crackling fire cannot kill.
Boy, I love that song. That's a dandy. Good stuff from our buddy Brent Hill.
Not bad.
Not bad for a homely feller, right?
Yeah, sure. It's a good thing he can sing.
He can sing, man. Oh, my goodness. He likes us anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Second, same song. Second verse.
Okay, let's go there with our horses.
Yes. Let's.
Okay.
Let's.
Yeah. intelligent horse remembers.
Oh, my.
Right.
Yeah.
And to our detriment, maybe they remember.
And an obstinate horse will never forget. There you go. All right.
But there are horses, and it doesn't matter breed, because they're all part and parcel.
Yeah.
But you teach them something one day, they got it.
Yep.
Man, got it. You walk away, you're feeling good. Uh-huh. You get on the next day, and they go, huh?
What?
Huh? You want me to do what?
Huh? I know. I know it. You know, and most of that's our fault. But
it is.
I mean, but still, holy cow.
Yeah.
True story. Same song.
Yeah.
Second verse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Back at it. Right.
Yeah.
I got to thinking a little bit about rodeos. You know, of course, your regular professional rodeos,
right.
amateur rodeos, you know, things like that. But then the variations of rodeos after that, you know, the working cowboy ranch rodeos. That's it.
Yeah.
The ranch rodeos. Some similar events.
But a little kinder, a little gentler.
You know, and the only thing that I don't like about these type of contests is the time.
Right.
Limit on them.
Yeah.
You know, your horsemanship goes out the window. Your stock handling skills sometimes wane a little rough because you're under a time clock.
Right.
Yeah. These things are to show how you handle livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with a time limit,
that goes
fastest time wins. Everything goes out the window.
And if there's money involved,
there you go.
Yeah.
How about a little poetry?
What you got?
I wonder if they'll write songs about us.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone being interested enough to write a song about me. But perhaps that's what Loving and Goodnight thought. A Charlie M. Russell sunset hung suspended in the sky as I watched my horses grazing with my cow dog standing by. I hummed a cowboy melody, a tune without frills or fuss. And I wondered if years from now will they write any songs about us. They wrote songs about stampedes on Loving and Goodnight's trail, and ballads of wild banditos and outlaws escaped from jail. But because we're not famous, it's enough to make you cuss. I guess they won't write poetry or sing any songs about us. It's not right to seek for glory, for the riches or for fame, but I still can't help but to think that we're special all the same. Our lives aren't as exciting as McMurtry's, Woodrow, and Gus, but it wouldn't be all that bad if they wrote a few songs about us. But we don't chase the wild horses, nor dance with St. Elmo's fire. We just dance with post hole diggers and chase after strands of wire. Those things aren't as romantic as trailing longhorns through the dust. So it don't seem very likely that they'll write any songs about us. The great cattle drives have vanished. Now we drive our stock in trucks. Gone are the days of the drovers, and now drivers are the crux. These days, we simply do our jobs as modern cowboys, and thus, we just shoe, we hay, and we ride, and no one sings songs about us. We just hold fast to our beliefs, to fortune we say so long, 'cause this is where healing begins, and this is where we belong. I guess it don't really matter. There's nothing left to discuss. I'm sure we'll be gone by the time they write any songs about us.
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
I can answer that with one word.
What is it?
No.
No. Yeah. Right. Yeah. How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, a classic.
Let's do this. Who's singing?
Don Edwards.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And what's he singing this week?
The last cowboy song.
Very nice.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of a 100-year waltz. Their voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. Now he rides a feedlot and he clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow, surrounded by fences, he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. This is the last cowboy song. It's the end of a 100-year waltz. And their voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. Charlie Russell, he showed us how he looked on canvas. And old Teddy Blue told us his tale. And us old cowboy singers, we all sing about it. Wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last cowboy song. It's the end of a 100-year waltz. And their voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America.
You know, now the old Chisholm Trail's all covered in concrete. And they truck them to market now in 50-foot rigs. They blow by his market and they never even slow down to reason. Just like living and dying is all he ever did.
This is the last cowboy song. It's the end of a 100-year waltz. And their voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song. And it's the end of a 100-year waltz. And their voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
Man, that's a dandy, isn't it?
Oh, boy, yeah. I told you.
Nobody sings like Don, that's for
not
sure.
Not a chance. Yeah.
We need to ditch out to another cowmercial.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about same song, second verse. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, you got the second verse of Farrier's File.
The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2023 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, September 15th and 16th. Registration opens Friday, September 15th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, September 16th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, September 15th and 16th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information or to register online, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.